The tapes include 7 calls that were made to Newtown police and do not include calls that went to state dispatchers. Tapes of 911 calls are routinely released, but state's attorney Steven Sedensky argued that doing so in this case could harm survivors who deserve special protection. He also argued that it would make people reluctant to call 911 in the future for fear of having their cries for help later broadcast by news outlets. Connecticut's Freedom of Information Commission rejected Sedensky's argument. In September, it ruled in favor of the Associated Press, which said it sought the recordings in part to examine the police response to last year's shooting. A New Britain Superior Court judge also rejected the argument. Last week, the court denied a request by Sedensky to block the release of the tapes while he appealed the ruling. The judge, Elliot Prescott, said the release of the tapes will help the public gauge the appropriateness of law enforcement's response to the shooting. Dan Katz, WSHU News.